Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
The fourth down call, I'll take it. I'll take all that back I said yesterday.
And that's BA on Monday after he went to his own video review of the fourth down fail. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily on AZCardinals.com. Cardinals are down 3, 6:33 to play in Houston, looking at 4th-and-1 from their own 35. The Cardinals go for it and go down swinging.
That was a damn good call. We busted an assignment at the point of attack. That was an easy pickup. Goody had a hell of a play designed. We called it and we busted an assignment. They did not whoop us up there. We just turned them loose. Their interior of our offensive line. I take everything I said back.
And if you're wondering what was said, well, here's BA post-game Sunday right off the top of his presser.
Very simple. I cost our team the game. Trust is a funny thing sometimes. When you can't gain a foot, you deserve to lose, especially if you make the decision I made and the play that I called. So there's your headline. You can write it.
Now back to Monday, BA saying even if he did call the QB sneak, for example, it would have been the same blocking scheme as the run he called, and either way, the interior O-line missed a man. Now what has not changed, his assessment of Blaine Gabbert.
He saw the field extremely well. The ball was where it was supposed to be. Every throw wasn't perfect. You know, there was some pressure, but he stood in the face of it and delivered it.
Gabbert's 41st career start, and he sets a career high with 3 touchdown passes. For that and other reasons, Gabbert will start against Jacksonville.
Drew's going to be healthier. He's still not as healthy as he was before. We'll stick with Blaine and watch Drew get healthy and then make a decision as we go forward. But we'll stick the way it is right now.
As far as who Gabbert is throwing to, well, that will change.
Chad Williams is going to get his shot. He's been practicing really, really well. Just like Ricky, those guys have been practicing really well. It's time for them to get a look.
I know exactly how Blaine throws. I kind of know what he thinks. You know, pregame we always used to throw together. Scout team, we talk to each other, how you want me to run this and run that. So I think we kind of got a pretty good connection.
Did you check your phone finally?
Yeah, I did. It was crazy. It was a lot of text messages, a lot of snaps. So it was a great day. Even though we lost, it was a proud moment for me.
Ricky Seals-Jones, the undrafted rookie, told us he got about 500 text messages plus a phone call from his Hall of Fame cousin, Eric Dickerson. Now, speaking of running backs, don't think there won't be change. The Cardinals on Monday released longtime running back Andre Ellington, and if the receivers aren't careful, every veteran receiver not named Larry Fitzgerald, they might be next, as we leave you with BA's take.
They've been in too many battles to be dropping easy balls and not making plays. It's hard to describe because there's so much talent in that room. And the way they went through OTAs and all of camp, I really thought it was the strength of our team, and it's now become our weakness.